Clear and Easy, Book Number 1. Pregnancy. This booklet is published by Skipark Publishing. Do you have health questions? Call Melina Healthcare's Nurse Advice Line at 888-275-8750 or TTY 866-735-2929. We encourage you place the Nurse Advice phone number on all your home phones, your cell phone, add us to your list of contacts, your purse or wallet, refrigerator door, bedroom nightstand, in your medicine cabinet and in easy-to-reach places. We also encourage you to keep the following important numbers in a place you can easily find: your providers, a family member or a neighbor. Melina Healthcare offers programs to help members stay healthy. These health and wellness programs are at no cost to you. They are part of your benefits. Programs include asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease COPD, diabetes, heart health, pregnancy support and stop smoking. Melina Healthcare uses different ways to identify members for these programs. These include information from claims, pharmacy or other health programs. You are eligible for one or more of these programs. The choice is yours. Our providers, nurses and other staff are here to help you learn about your health. You can talk with them by phone to get answers to your questions. You can also get more information such as a newsletter or booklet. Our staff can help you stay in touch with your healthcare provider. They can help you understand your treatment. They can also help you if you have any problems. You are part of one of these programs. Call us if you would like more services. Your healthcare provider can call us too. The number to call is 866-891-2320. You can choose to be removed at any time. We look forward to helping you stay in good health. This booklet is available in another language, large print, braille or audio format. Please call the member services number at 888-665-4621 to get the format you need. This audio format will include the following topics: introduction, stages of pregnancy, what you should eat, vitamins and medicines, exercise, tests, common discomforts, when to call your provider, support and resources. Introduction: you and your provider can work together to help you be as healthy as you can be. This booklet gives you some quick tips on what you can do to take care of yourself and your unborn baby. Be sure to see your provider regularly. When you are pregnant, this is very important. You should not use this booklet in place of what your healthcare provider tells you. If you have problems with your health, be sure to see your provider or primary care provider for treatment. For questions about medicine or health concerns, you can call your provider. You may have someone who helps you with your healthcare. You must give permission to your providers or case managers to talk to this person about your care. This booklet is to help you. It does not take the place of your provider's care. If you or your family has an emergency, you should call your provider. Or go to the nearest emergency room. Stages of pregnancy. Pregnancy lasts about 40 weeks, counting from the first day of your last normal period. The weeks are grouped into three trimesters. Your body goes through lots of changes during this time. First trimester, week 1, week 12, pregnancy affects almost every part of your body. Some women feel just fine. Some women might have some discomfort. Hormone changes cause many of the symptoms you feel. Some things you might notice are being tired all the time, changes in your breasts, they may be tender and swollen, food cravings, nausea and upset stomach, morning sickness, heartburn, headache, and change in your weight. Listen to what your body needs. You may need more sleep. You might need to eat more often or eat smaller meals. If you have been pregnant before, you may have the same symptoms. But they might be different too. Be sure to drink lots of water. You can also drink fluids that don't have caffeine. It's important to stay hydrated. Second trimester, week 13, week 28, many symptoms you feel at first go away in the second trimester. During the second trimester, you begin to really see the changes in your body. As your baby grows, you might notice some of these changes: body aches in legs or back, stretch marks on your skin, skin changes, This can be darkening of your nipples. You may also notice a darker line from your belly button to your pubic area. You might notice darker patches of skin on both sides of your face. Numbness or tingling in your hands. And or mild swelling in your hands and ankles. You should call your provider if you have any questions. Call right away if your skin starts to turn yellowish. You should also call if you have a lot of nausea or vomiting. Other times to call are if you have a lot of swelling or gain weight really fast. Third trimester, week 29, week 40, the baby grows quickly during this time. The changes you notice the most are due to the baby getting bigger. It might be getting harder to breathe. You may need to go to the bathroom more often. Some other things you might have during this time are heartburn or indigestion, swelling of your feet and ankles, trouble sleeping, breast tenderness, back pain, trouble lying down, and shortness of breath. As you get closer to your due date, the baby will drop or get lower. During your entire pregnancy, don't forget to drink lots of fluids. What you should eat. One of the most important things you can do for yourself and your baby is to eat right. Eat a variety of foods and eat lots of fiber. This may be hard at first if you have nausea or vomiting, so do your best. Be sure to take your prenatal vitamins every day. Healthy eating when pregnant: eat a variety of foods. Don't eat too much fatty foods or sweets, candy or chocolate. Choose foods high in fiber. Look for whole grain breads, cereals, pasta, rice, fruits and vegetables. Eat and drink at least 4 servings of dairy products and calcium-rich foods a day: milk, cheese, yogurt, orange juice with calcium, etc. Eat at least 3 servings of iron-rich foods per day. Cream of wheat, dark leafy greens and meats are some good sources of iron. Have vitamin C every day. Try oranges, grapefruits, strawberries, honeydew melon and papaya. Other sources are broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, green peppers, tomatoes and mustard greens. Pregnant women need 70 mg of vitamin C a day. You need folic acid every day. Eat dark green leafy vegetables, veal and legumes, lima beans, black-eyed peas and chickpeas. This helps prevent some birth defects. Have foods with vitamin A 3 times a week. Eat carrots, pumpkin, sweet potatoes, spinach, squash, turnip greens, beet greens, apricots and cantaloupe. Foods to avoid when pregnant: some foods can cause birth defects or other harm to your baby. Avoid drinking alcohol while pregnant. Limit caffeine to no more than 300 mg per day. An 8-ounce cup of coffee has about 150 mg of caffeine on average, while black tea has typically about 80 mg. A 12-ounce regular soda has between 30 to 60 mg of caffeine. Chocolate has some caffeine in it too. Limit artificial sugar. FDA-approved sugars are aspartame, Equal or NutraSweet, acesulfame K, Sunit, and sucralose, Splenda. Be sure to talk to your provider about using any of these. Do not eat shark, swordfish, king mackerel or tilefish, also called white snapper. These fish have high levels of mercury. Mercury can harm your baby. Avoid raw fish, especially shellfish like oysters and clams. Avoid soft cheeses such as feta, brie, camembert, blue-veined and Mexican-style cheese. These cheeses may cause listeria infection. Other cheeses are fine to eat. What to eat if you don't feel well? You may have morning sickness, diarrhea or constipation. You may find it hard to keep foods down. You may feel too sick to even eat at all. Call your provider or the nurse advice line if you have questions. Here are some things that may help morning sickness: eat crackers, cereal or pretzels before getting out of bed. Try small, frequent meals during the day. Stay away from fatty, fried and greasy foods. Constipation: drink lots of water. Try to have 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. Eat more fresh fruit and vegetables. Diarrhea: eat more foods like applesauce and bananas. Other foods that help are white rice, oatmeal and refined wheat bread. Heartburn: eat small, frequent meals during the day. Stay away from foods and drinks with caffeine. Vitamins and medicines your provider might want you to take a prenatal vitamin. Take it every day. Ask your provider if you want to take other supplements. You should take folic acid every day. Folic acid can help prevent problems with your baby's brain and spinal cord. Check with your provider before taking any medicine. This includes medicine for pain. Check before you take any other over-the-counter medicines. Some of them can cause birth defects. Talk to your provider before you stop any medicines that you already take now. This includes medicines for infection, diabetes, or high blood pressure. Exercise. In most cases, exercise helps you feel better. Check with your provider to make sure that it's safe. Exercise can help you maintain your weight and also give you extra energy. It can also make you stronger and prepare your body for labor. Tests. You may need to take some tests, such as blood tests. These happen at different times during the pregnancy. It could be a test for gestational diabetes. This is a problem that can occur in pregnant women. You may have an ultrasound to make sure your baby is growing well. Be sure to ask your provider to explain these tests. Your provider may recommend these tests for you. Remember, call your provider if you have flu-like symptoms. You have severe, constant nausea and/or vomiting. Morning sickness lasts past the first 3 months of pregnancy. And/or you start to lose weight. Common discomforts being tired. It's normal to be very tired. This is very true in the first and third trimester. To feel better, get extra rest. Take a daytime nap if possible. Lie on your left side. Use pillows for support. Try putting them behind your back, tucked between your knees and under your tummy. Go to bed and get up at the same time every day. And don't drink fluid right before bed. Then you don't need to get up as much in the night. Leg cramps. These happen more often in pregnancy. They also happen more often at night. Try gently stretching the calf of your leg by curling your toes upward, toward your knee. For sudden cramps, flex your foot forward. And eat more foods with calcium, like dairy products. Constipation. This is when you have hard, dry stools. You may have painful bowel movements or less than 3 per week. Be sure to drink plenty of fluids. Eat foods with lots of fiber. More fruits, vegetables and bran cereal help. Talk to your provider before you take laxatives. Heartburn and indigestion. Try to eat smaller meals more often. Not lie down right after eating. Stay away from spicy or greasy foods. And ask your provider about taking antacids. Mood changes. Mood swings are common in pregnancy. You might go from feeling happy 1 minute to feeling like crying the next. Some women get depressed. Talk to your provider if you have trouble sleeping. You have big changes in your eating habits. And/or mood swings last more than 2 weeks. If you feel very sad or think about suicide, be sure to call your provider. Stuffy nose or nosebleeds. Remember to blow your nose gently. Drink lots of fluids. Use a cool mist humidifier. And to stop a nosebleed, squeeze your nose between your thumb and forefinger for a few minutes. Swelling of feet and ankles. When you sit, put your feet up whenever you can. Don't use diuretics, water pills. Talk to your provider about cutting down on salt. Yeast infections. Be sure to talk to your provider if you have unusual vaginal discharge. When to call your provider if you have any questions. It's best to call your provider. Be sure to call right away if you have blood or fluid coming from your vagina. Sudden swelling of your face or fingers. Extreme swelling. Headaches that are very bad or won't go away. Nausea and vomiting that won't stop. Dizziness. Dim or blurry vision. Pain or cramps in your lower abdomen. Chills or fever. A change in your baby's movements. Burning when you urinate or less urine. Any illness or infection. And/or anything that bothers you. Support. Many pregnant women have other health issues. These can include high blood pressure, high cholesterol, heart disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, depression, and cancer. Coping with these issues can be hard. You may be stressed or become depressed. It's different for every person. People who help take care of others can also be stressed. It can be hard to keep up with a treatment plan. Some people don't understand what they need to do. Family members may disagree with a treatment plan. There can be financial problems. Sometimes people feel fear or anxiety, even depression. Alcohol and other substance abuse can occur. Tell your family and friends how you feel. Let them know how they can help you. It's okay to ask for help if you are having any of these problems. Your treatment team can help you. Talk to your provider or case manager. Joining a support group can help too. This booklet gives names of places where you can get help. How can family or friends help? You may have someone who helps you with your healthcare. They can help remind you to take your medicines. Help you buy and prepare healthy foods. Take a walk with you. And go to provider visits with you. Sometimes it helps when someone else hears what your healthcare provider says. You must give permission for your providers and case managers to talk to this person about your care. Resources: American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Or, ACOG. Phone number, 800-673-8444 or via the web at http://www.acog.org for patients. American Academy of Family Physicians, familydoctor.org patient education site, phone number 800-274-2237 or via the web at http://familydoctor.org familydoctor/pregnancy-newborns-html United States Department of Health and Human Services Office of Women's Health, phone number 800-994-9662 or via the web at http://www.womenshield.gov/pregnancy-index-html Food and Drug Administration, Office of Women's Health. Phone number 301-796-9440 http://www.fda.gov/. For consumers / by audience for women's health topics UCMLL 7976 HTM National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, or NICHD. Phone number 800-370-2943. TTY 888-320-6942 http://www.nicd.ne.gov/health/topics/. Pregnancy Pages Default ASPX 2011 Skid Park Publishing LLC